Blackstone Audio presents Fruits of the Poisonous Tree by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. Author's note: Fruits of the Poisonous Tree has, dare I say it, its roots from two primary sources. The title came from a late dear friend of mine, once a police chief, who, while discussing the details of an old intriguing case, referred to some evidence as being fruits of the poisonous tree. I was so enamored of the phrase and its legal meaning that I kept it in mind for years, waiting for the proper topic. That topic turned out to be rape, which is the primary crime addressed in this book. I chose it because, at the time, it was my belief that sexual assault was being poorly portrayed in movies and on TV, with too much emphasis on its sexual aspects and not enough given to the psychologically traumatic devastation. Thus, Fruits of the Poisonous Tree became my only murder mystery in which there is no dead body. The rape detailed within it, which occurs before the book even begins, is the homicide, with the victim alive and in demand of an accounting.
Chapter 1. I woke with a start, muscles tense, my eyes darting around the darkened, familiar room. There was no sound, nothing amiss, no obvious cause for alarm. I was alone, in my bed, in my apartment, as usual. I pushed back the covers and swung my feet to the floor, wincing slightly as the cold hit my body. It was early fall, not even foliage season, but the nights were already yielding to occasional temperature drops, warning shots from an approaching winter.